defenders of the Alliance and warriors of the Horde, heroes of Overwatch, Sanctuary, and the Koprulu Sector. This is Group Quest, a roundtable podcast from Dawnforge Productions. Join us as we gather a collection of strong voices from around the community. Now, here are our hosts, Gulvin and Joe.
Fly Audible and travel the worlds. Listen up and settle back. We've thousands of destinations to explore. Treat your ears to an epic stay beyond the wall. Travel long haul to Mars. It'll take your breath away. How does a city break in friendly Gilead sound? Everyone's welcome. Whether it's a spellbinding trip to Hogwarts or traveling back in time to ancient Greece, we'll get you there in style. There is another way to get away. The difference is Audible.
And to support the show and get a free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/groupquest.
This is a special edition of the Group Quest podcast. I am Joe. That's Gulvin.
Yes, yes.
Dude, we got some sales to go over, man.
Yes, and not just game sales, but obviously because a lot of us play PC games as well, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Some great TV sales. I mean, I think it's a better opportunity right now to jump in and buy a nice TV. People, this is Black Friday. This is going to be a true Black Friday, I think, this year. Because of the pandemic and a lot of shutdowns for people, but some great games coming out. What's on the top of your list, or what would you like to jump into first?
Let's. You made a lot of these posts, so let's start from the top down, which starts out with Walmart.
Yes, and members at Walmart get early access to the PS5 consoles this year. Walmart Plus members. And what happens is that the you get early access to getting the consoles, which is of course very difficult to find. The Xbox and PS5s are about $4.99, with the digital versions being $3.99 and $2.99 from PS5 Digital and Xbox Series S, which is their digital version, for $2.99. The PS5 bundles right now is about $1,000 if you go third party. And so what this does is it basically allows you to get early access to it and be able to potentially purchase them. So you can go to Walmart there for the subscribers. And this is, of course, online. I have seen some photos of consoles in store. And some of them do have, some there. But the big one is going to be, of course, with... getting into the console itself and purchasing it. That's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, that's going to be the hard part, because Saturday, or if you're basically on the Patreon right now, today, they don't have the microchips coming from China due to the coronavirus. So that's going to be a bit of an issue, but if you are a Walmart Plus member, you can get all that stuff. And, I do have a Walmart, right here, so I could probably sign up and be a Walmart Plus member and just get it for myself, which is kind of the idea, at least for me, but... if you know someone that likes Xbox, likes PlayStation, get them one. It's the time of year now.
No, yeah, definitely. And it's going to be one of those, you could save someone's Christmas pretty much with this type of a purchase, if you celebrate Christmas or not. But consoles are, it's really strange, but consoles have been really difficult and high demand all year long. And what I'm seeing is this become more of a prevalence where you're a member. I know Best Buy has a members club, Target, GameStop, I believe, also has one there. They want the members because they want you to join. But the big one is because they are going to be restocking for Black Friday for across all vendors in store sales, but they'll also be doing online as well. So keep your eyes and ears peeled. They're already starting deals right now. So It's just starting ahead of time, if you want to. But those are the two big ones. And then so it's November 22nd, which is on Monday, is when they're going to be releasing some online for you to purchase, obviously, because it's a little more difficult to get purchasing too. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye out there. On the 22nd, at the sale on the Friday, Black Friday sale starts at Walmart at 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Central. And then also Walmart Members Plus get early access to those beginning at 12 p.m. So that's how quickly you get them earlier, your early access. So yep. I expect them to be fully out by the time that happens in there. But if you need a PS5 or you want to get one for a significant other or loved one, good luck there. Good luck, good luck.
Indeed, good luck. Another thing that happened, and talking about Xbox, over 600 games are available for Black Friday. We're talking between 10% and 90%. And we're talking mm-hmm. about current releases like Far Cry 6, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Riders Republic, let's see, Lost Judgment, Resident Evil Village, Scarlet Nexus, Life is Strange, True Colors, It Takes Two. Those are just a small handful of the games. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Brand new titles, just $20 off the top. Just like, man, which is sad when you think about it, because you're like, well, then why don't they just make them that cost? But, you know, they obviously want to make sales right now, but $20 is not too bad. If a game just came out, you can instantly get it $20 off. And this year, I think, is where I'm going to be targeting myself for Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm targeting it to purchase this year, a physical copy. And a lot of them are digital as well, too, for the Xbox game. So keep your eyes out for the digital ones.
Yes.
You know, Xbox and PlayStation love doing digital game sales because it obviously costs them less to do those type mm-hmm. of things because then there's no physical copy.
Yeah, well, it does take money to make all these different CDs and in the cases and whatever. So if you're able to do it digitally, one, that's a shipping cost you don't have to pay, which can be huge, and you know that, as I know that. And two, that's a materials cost that you don't have to pay. So doing things digitally, I think, is going to be the way to go, because that's where companies make more money. Okay, so watch your broadband, people, I guess. But still, this is a time of year to get games, not just for, you know, family, but for everybody else. So if you're able to share it to a different account, I think that would be a way to unwrap presents, as it were. Like, select your day, whether it be December 25th or some other holiday within the next 30 days or so. So, yeah, that would be really, really good. And, you know, get these sales. Get these sales. Real, really good stuff.
Yeah, and what's also great, too, is you can get a lot of ones or the steelbooks are still available for a lot of them. There's also a lot of discounts for steelbooks. You know, meaning like they're available on the steelbook version and you can just buy them outright. But the main thing too is, you can get the Master Chief Collection. You can get the Gears triple bundle price, both for $20, really cheap. You can get a lot of good discounts. You can even find things on there that have like physical items like CDs and maps and posters. You know, you can find stuff online during this time period. And Xbox and PlayStation offer a lot, wide variety of Black Friday discounts. It's always good to go on there and find out. But yeah, those are pretty much the two of the big ones. And then, like we talked about Red Dead Redemption, it's $24, you know, for that. And it's probably going to be even cheaper on Amazon. I like to do Amazon shopping as well during Black Friday because they do have deals there. But it doesn't necessarily have to be like the name brand games, right? Like a name brand controller or anything like that. You can get a wireless controller for remote joystick for the Switch, and you know, cost only $27. Mm-hmm. You can get headsets to listen to, for gaming headsets. You can get charging stations. You know, there's a lot of good items for sale, along with the Switch OLED. You could potentially find one of those out there. We talked about consoles, the other consoles, but there might be a discount along there for the Switch, some of the different Switch models. Maybe the non-OLED version will get a discount. Target, Walmart, Best Buy, the big brick-mortar stores are good places to go to.
Oh, yes, they are. And even some of the lesser ones, like your Walmarts, your basically any of the stores that are around you that do sell, like, the TVs, the smartphones, the laptops, anything that is like a smart home, okay, that go to the store, check out your ads, check out the toy ads. Those are huge right now. This is where kids basically get all their ideas, like, ooh, I want that one, I want that one. And that's where a lot of the games are too. Okay, so I think the toy magazine isn't just for the kids anymore. It's going to be for some of the adults too. So just keep an eye out, definitely, on the ads.
Yes, definitely.
A lot of these things are timing things.
Yeah, and then one great place to follow for that type of thing too is, of course, Cheap Ass Gamer, which is video game deals on Twitter. You know, they have a lot of good deals going on just right now. They're just posting them as they come up. That's a great. Mm-hmm. Or if you go to Cheap Ass Gamer forums, they have a lot of lists too, and the Black Friday ads are published in like tomorrow's paper. You're going to see a lot of them. If you don't have a physical paper, it's a great opportunity to go down to your local paper place and go down and look at that too. Amazon is offering a buy two get one free special for games. Demon Souls is in part of that. You can get that for $39.82 on PS5 version, and buy two get one free eligible for that. Let's see what some other good ones. Burger Time for Switch. Mm-hmm. You can get the Sakuna of Rice and Ruin Divine bundle set for really, really cheap there too. You can get a lot of, you can, if you're an anime fan for the anime games, you can get Grand Blue Fantasy on the PS4. A lot of PS4 games still available, and earlier Xbox games too. Jump Force, which we talked about, which is discontinued, is now $20. So get it before it's gone. Watch Dogs Legion, you know, bunch of good discounts, and not just games too. You can get, you know, pickaxes. You can get little like plushies. You can get any gaming shirts, any kind of gaming related item you can grab easily from Pokemon cards. You know, pretty cool type of stuff that you can get. You know, yeah, I mean, pretty much, you know, when you're ordering, you can get a bunch of really cool stuff, you know, right now. And that's gaming related, but not necessarily gaming. Like, you can get some Pokemon figures that are on discount. Now I'm trying to think of VR items, even right now, Halo Infinite, you can get that with a steelbook and get a discount. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of really cool stuff coming out, and there's stuff right now. You know, Amazon has sales going on as of right now for the Xbox sales, PlayStation 5 sales. I'm trying to think of anything else I can think of. Joe, anything that comes to your mind right now that you can think of?
Well, I'm just going to move on from that for now. Because if you're going to run video games, you got to have TVs.
Yes.
You got to have TVs. So these are some base prices. Element 55-inch 4K UHD Roku LED TV for $429, originally
$449.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things. Pay attention to the ads once again, because you're going to see a lot of these TVs, a lot of audio equipment, at certain price ranges. So some are going to be like 10% off. Some are going to be, you know, 50% off. 40 to 50% off. Okay? So it really depends on what is in your price range. Okay? Like headphones. Beats Solo wireless headphones for $99. That's 50% off. Okay? Or what would be labeled as 50% off.
Yep.
So, and those are really good headphones. Those are nearly top-end headphones between Beats and Bose. I think maybe JBL as well. Those are the best headphones. You know, especially when you're gaming like that. So...
Yeah, definitely. And then, you know, one of the bigger, the good deals you can get right now, if you want a budget 4K TV is the Spectre TV. It's only, it's under $140 right now, discount. So it's $199. You can get a 50-inch TV, just not too shabby. You can get, Insignia is a great brand. I used to have a TV with that. I think I still have a TV, but I don't use it right now. You can get that for $150 off at $330. I'm $120. Oh. Yep. But if you want to go all out, you can get that 4K Samsung 70-inch for $600 right now. It is probably not going to be the best 70-inch TV at 4K. It's probably going to have a lot of some problems because it is pretty inexpensive, but still, you can get a great TV. You know, you can get Toshiba. You can go, you know, Amazon's great. You know, what I do is RTing. It's ratings.com, but it's RTings is the site. So it's RTINGS.com. Go there, read the reviews. They have like you can go there if you're researching for monitors. You can go there researching for televisions to play on.
Yes.
And they're really great. I go there all the time for everything. But yeah, the 70-inch for $600, it's a 4K upscale engine. So it's not really true 4 scale. It does have HDR as well in there. And it's 70 inches, so it's going to be it'd be a good multimedia room TV. You know, so if you have a gold multimedia room, that'd be something good there. And Samsung, which is usually pretty good. It's not the Frame TV, so it's not their high-end version, but it is a step down. And it is a pretty good deal. But yeah, look at there. Amazon has great televisions as well. Another one you can get to, not just with that, but you can go for, you can go with PC deals as well for gaming PCs. You know, you could, if you're a laptop, the Dell G15 gaming laptop, which is not too shabby, is $830 from $1,220. Has a pretty good graphics processor, a 3050 Ti inside. I would recommend not doing any kind of pre-built system. I would go on to like Newegg or Amazon and try to find some deals if you want to do your own custom built PC. But those are also good. Pretty check out the system integrators. I know Joe, you recently did one. And so, you know, they have deals as well for Black Friday if you're looking for a PC.
And if you do want a pre-built one, take a look around. Definitely. Yes, it'd be cheaper to even have your brother do it, okay, or your sister do it, you know. But if you do want a pre-built one, you know, take a look around. Like, I use Doghouse, okay? Mm-hmm. Not ashamed to say that. And, you know, they do have really good customer service. Like, kick-butt customer service. And, and that's why I go to them. But if I was to build one, I would make sure that in my local computer shop, would actually help me build it. So if that would cost you a little bit more than just purchasing the items yourself, but still it'd be cheaper, you know, because you're purchasing the items yourself. You're not basically having a company do it. What I'm saying is if you can afford to have a company do it, then have the company do it. Okay. So yes, go do that.
Yeah. No, definitely. And you know, also, you know, if you're into Apple games, because, you know, people and game on Apple laptops and computers, a lot of good deals going on right now. So if you're an Apple fanboy, you can go there, or fangirl, you can go take a look at those. But yeah, phones, TVs, any kind of multimedia that you want to do to set up, Ethernet. What's great is I love going to Amazon when they have these deals. Like when they have the Amazon Prime Day, I did the same thing, and they'll have like switches. You know, you need a switch for your internet. You need cables for your Ethernet to run on your house. These are great opportunities to get that audio cables, you know, stands, just normal wear and tear stuff, desks. You can get some really good desks. I recommend the Autonomous AI desk and chair. That's what I use. Really good quality, in my opinion. I mean, I use it at work, the chair at work, so I'm on it every single day. And so far, it's been really great. I do the Ergo chair, I forget what it's called. Ergo chair. That's actually what it's called. I'm looking up right now.
I think all office chairs are Ergo chairs anymore.
Yeah, but this one's called Ergo chair. It's actually the name. But yeah, I mean, it's really great. It's comfortable, has a decent cushion, and I really like the back support because it offers lumbar support, and it's like a mesh back. And so you can relax in it. At least for myself, it just hugs me perfectly, and it's really comfortable. I have one at home, and I'm sitting in it right now, and have one at work, spending all day in it. Really great. Yeah, you know, a lot of good stuff. And then they have a great standing desk. If you like standing desks, or you just want to be able to have desks go up and down because you need a cable manager, or you drop something, it's really great. You know, not just outside of games, but tech is really important too, in the scene. But one company is having a bunch of discounts, Joe. And what's going on with the PlayStation Store?
I was going to save that one for last, damn it.
Oh.
But hey,
go ahead then.
You
go
brought
ahead.
It up. Nope. You brought it up. they are having their Black Friday right now. So anything that's on the digital store under certain things are on sale. For instance, a lot of the sports games, they are 40 to 50% off. We are talking Madden. We are talking FIFA. Okay. Far Cry 6, we said it before, 33% off. Okay. Marvel's Avengers, 60% off. That's getting to be an old game right now. There are different things up on the PlayStation Store. You mentioned Red Dead Redemption 2. On download, it's 60% off.
PlayStation Plus. This is the perfect opportunity if you're PlayStation Plus, which gives you access to 3 to 5 games a month, right there. But you know, $40 per year, that's a pretty good, you know, less than $5 a month. Exactly. And for access to 3 games a month, but then not just that, but a lot of their services, it's really great. You get online multiplayer. You never have to worry about if you want to do, and you get also exclusive deals. If you do want to purchase some, you can there. Also there's a lot of accessories you can purchase too, not just there, but like, services, well, PS Now, you can also get, with discounts, merchandise, official merchandise from games and PlayStation.
Yep. All of that stuff. You know, PlayStation Plus is on sale during this Black Friday sale. So if you're thinking that, well, you just mentioned PlayStation Plus is only for PlayStation Plus. No. This is for everybody, okay? So if you have a login account on PlayStation, you get Black Friday deals, okay? And everybody gets about the same percentage off. So it's only certain games. It's not everything. So pay attention. There's a ton of games, over 600 games that's on sale, guys. Really good stuff. Go check it out. But one game that we was going to get to doesn't come out for 96 days is Elden Ring. And if you get that through Best Buy, you get a free Steelbook case.
Yes.
Keep in mind, the quantities are limited, so it's while supplies last and items may ship separately. So
which usually means you'll probably get the Steelbook first or second, right. And then but it's still $10 off, so that's really good.
Yes, that is really good. Will you be getting Elden Ring?
Yes, and I'm actually have this in the cart right now, and I'm gonna ready to pull the trigger. I need to see if I can find some codes, just because it's definitely a game I'm looking forward to, because George R. R. Martin is the author with this game. It's from Software, so it's basically like all the good stuff together. It's one of my most look forward to game of the year right now.
Ooh, I know what's coming for him then. That's good.
The one thing too is not just with that, but you know, there's gonna be a lot of offers and discounts coming too. But what's a great place to go is blackfriday.com. That's usually where they have a lot of different ads there. And actually just posted posted from last year, you can get an idea of the GameStop ads, but the one is, it's gonna be coming tomorrow, because Sunday, as of course we're recording this on a Saturday, this will post on a Wednesday, so there'll be more ads from here, but keep your eyes posted for those deals for the 2021 deals. You best place to go is blackfriday.com. you can look at Walmart, Lowe's, Macy's, every place there to find not just games but tech. And so, for instance, on Walmart, let me see if I can find anything here that's interesting. You know, there's the deals are going to be, you know, starting right now. But then also, you know, you can get $4.99 online only starting just November 22nd. You can get the PlayStation, the Xbox X, or PlayStation 5, which we talked about earlier. But there's a bunch of in-game stores. $2.99 for an Xbox Switch with Mario Kart Deluxe. That is a great deal, because Mario Kart Deluxe is by itself about a $40 game. Zelda, $35 right now at Walmart for at Black Friday. Zelda Breath Awakening, a bunch of other games for $26 to $35, and of course we talked about TVs and monitors. The MSI IPS 27-inch 1080p monitor, 144 hertz, only $188. Really good deal. That's a good monitor. If you like AirPods, it's a good opportunity to get some AirPods, because they are coming out with AirPods 3 soon, or they have already, so you can get the older generation cheaper. You can get soundbar systems if you really like that. The 4K Vizio TV, 70-inch 4K Vizio TV, $548 only at Walmart. Those are probably going to go pretty quickly right now. So yeah, a lot of good deals on Walmart if you go there. A lot of good deals just around everywhere. You can get SSDs, hard drives for your games or for your backup storage for your computers. You can get a lot of stuff like that. So heavily recommend keeping your eyes peeled and use all the resources you can to get everything.
Yes, yes. Use them all. And you think it's just going to be Black Friday. It's going to be
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. Oh, boy. I'm going to be home with that. Oh, no. So it's not just going to be, you know, some of those things. You know, keep an eye on Amazon. Keep an eye on, you know, all the different sites, the Best Buys, the Walmarts, all the different sites, because they are all going to have sales once you log in Cyber Monday, and it's just going to be an internet nightmare. But still, it's going to be just huge savings for everybody. Just absolutely huge. Well, let me get up over here. And I think that is it. Just we will end on this, I believe. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. If you're going to buy something like TVs, you know, try to do that in the box store. You know, consoles like that, try to do that in the box store. I mean, or at least try to pick them up in a box store. This is going to be a big time thing for online scams and online thieves. So just be careful on the sites that you go to. We gave you good ones. Go to them. okay?
Yes.
Don't trust any third-party BS. Even though we gave you some third-party BS. but don't go to, like, what a friend said. Okay. Yes. Go to places that you know are safe and secure, and that way you can get the best quality stuff for cheap.
And also, you know, feel free, you know, to, you know, go in store too, because a lot of in stores are having a great discounts. You know, a lot of them are really hurting on your local store, so you know you should support them as much as possible. And you know, if you have a local store that you go to that you know that's, you know, usually pretty empty, I would recommend going there and supporting them, even if it's for something you can get on Amazon, that you can get on Walmart, Target, you know, etc. If your local store has it, it might be a little, you know, a dollar more. I'd recommend, if you can afford it, to do that, because you can help them out.
Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely. And we do have Cyber Mondays. There is something that we do call the small stores, the little shops, the town shops. Go visit them too. They got some knickknacks.
Yeah.
Seriously. This is a big time for everybody. Okay. Yes, we're dealing with a lot of gamers. Hey, gamers get old. So we do get into some other things. Yes, we do get into some other things. So, yeah, go have a ball. At least try to enjoy, you know, shopping in some ways. If you're not going to have fun with it, at least save some money. Okay. Yeah. That's the big thing. So, I think we can end that right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you know, some great games coming out, great deals. So keep your eyes peeled if you're looking for stuff. Overall, it's going to be, I think, a great great year. This seems like there's going to be a lot more discounts and deals this time around. So yeah, keep just take a look and see when, you know. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you can get great external hard drives, graphics cards, probably not graphics cards, but external hard drives, CPUs are really big discounts right now. Streaming stuff. I mean, hey, if you're a streamer, you can get some lights, some backdrop cameras, etc. Mouse, mice, microphones, mice. Everything.
Mice, yeah.
Gaming mice, yeah. Always good to have a backup one. I always recommend someone always having a backup one just in case.
Always.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much I can think of. I mean, there's some good deals. Just keep an eye. Of course, we're doing this a little earlier than normal, but just keep, yeah, Black, just this Sunday, the Sunday, the 21st, they always do that. So keep your eyes peeled. So so this one being released on our main channel on Wednesday, today, keep your eyes, go to blackfriday.com. They have the Black Friday. They basically have the printed versions all posted there, video game deals. And then Cheap Ass Gamer, which is going to also have all the gaming stuff there, and you'll be able to click on that. They have a lot of spreadsheets that directly link you and show you like what's the cheapest place to go to. That's why I like Cheap Ass Gamer. It's a great place if you're looking for game discounts.
And always check your local ads.
Yes.
Always check your local ads.
Yes, yes.
Because you might find something cheaper on local ads than what you do on the website.
Oh no, yeah, most of the time, definitely.
Well, most of the time you do. So anyway, you're at Golden Versus. Have a great Thanksgiving, dude.
Yeah, you too.
I'm at Joe Brums. And that was Sales.
Want to support the show? Then why not support us on Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest. All proceeds go towards taking the show to the next level, and you get some cool rewards, such as access to GQ2, our After Hours mini-sode podcast, shoutouts, AMAs, and even joining us on the show as a guest. For more information on the tiers and to subscribe, head to patreon.com/thegroupquest.
You have been listening to Group Quest. The theme music was Intended Force from Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. For more information and other great shows, point your web browser to thegroupquest.com. Follow the show on Twitter at GroupQuest.
I'm Brian Black from the Realm Maintenance Podcast, and for over 7 years, I've been tracking podcasts covering your favorite Blizzard games. Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo, Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, Hearthstone. People are talking about these games every week, and Realm Maintenance has been around to help you find your favorites, perhaps add some new shows to your playlist, and learn more about the creators behind the microphone. In 2020, Realm Maintenance is proud to continue on as part of Warcraft Radio. You can listen to new episodes of Realm Maintenance on all major podcast platforms at the end of each month. Each show includes multiple interviews with podcasters and other content creators, along with a recap of all of the biggest episodes from your favorite Blizzard game podcasts, and occasionally information about new shows to check out that you might have not known about before. You can follow at Realm Podcast on Twitter for show news and updates, and for my weekly podcast roundup articles and a directory with links to over 100 shows covering all Blizzard Entertainment franchises, visit Warcraft Radio at warcraftradio.com.
Do you want to help out veterans? To do so, go to stackup.org. There you will find out ways you can help veterans out. We start out with supply crates. Crates are delivered to veterans who have served or are serving their countries now. Air assaults are our way to get veterans back into the populace by sending them to places like BlizzCon and E3. The stacks are smaller groups in more local locations, such as Pennsylvania or Pittsburgh or Columbus. Los Angeles. The big one is our Overwatch program, where we confront mental health issues like PTSD. Mental health issues are the biggest thing that confront veterans on a daily basis. If you want to help us out, go to stackup.org, click the donate button up in the upper right, or you can be a part of the StackUp stream team. You can join our Overwatch program and help out all the people with issues, mental health issues. And you can also raise money if you're streaming a social platform. Just make sure that you go to stackup.org first and get with one of the managers. And remember, veterans are our mission. Gaming is our passion. Just go to stackup.org for more information.
This podcast is part of the Dawnforge Network. Copyright 2020.